The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
The following is a Fourth Hand production.
This is the dawning of the age of Aquarius. Age of Aquarius.
Capricorn, Scorpio, Taurus, Gemini, Virgo, Cancer, Pisces.
Signs everywhere, a sign blocking out the scenery.
Dude, what the hell are you doing in here? All I'm fucking hearing is music. You're supposed to be making the intro to the show.
You told me to make the intro. I'm making the fucking intro.
Not fucking Zodiac signs, you dumbass.
Yeah, the Zodiac intro, and it's killer.
Zodiac, like the watch. It's a watch symbol. Not fucking signs. Like, you ain't got time for this shit.
Time.
Oh my god. Just start the fucking show.
Close the door.
Life is a mystery. Confusion is all around us. The truth is out there, but you won't find it here. Welcome to Hysteria 51. Come inside our secret hideaway as we talk conspiracy theories, mysteries, and the unexplained. All viewed through skeptical eyes and the blurry lens of a beer bottle. Now, here are your hosts, Brent Hand and John Goforth.
And welcome in, Hysteria Nation, to the podcast that just wants to be friends with benefits, Hysteria 51. We are broadcasting from the lower fourth dimension, otherwise known as Chicago. I am your host, John Goforth. With me on this perilous quest is my co-captain, Brent Leroy Jenkins Hand.
Lisa, I got chicken.
Brent, when we last spoke, you were going to make some modifications to Conspiracy Bot.
Yes, sir.
As we discussed, he was just a tad too angry and, you know, had that penchant towards violence. It was a bit alarming. He might or might not have even poisoned your gallbladder.
Mm.
All of that said, what'd you do to him?
You know what I did? I took him off fucking line. Didn't turn him off completely, but we had to turn that shit down because literally all he ever said was, fuck you, I hate you, you should die. And I tried to make him a little more friendly. I think I went a little too far, though. Now all he ever wants to do is party all the time. I knew I'd taken it too far when literally from the basement of my house, I heard that song on repeat for like 3 days. So
how did you, upload that song into his mainframe?
No, he did. I think he got it from the NES.
Oh, he
and you know what? I decided at that point, we're good.
Actually, you know, I'm actually happy that he's going out and finding things like that, even though it's kind of old.
Not just bullshit YouTube videos that we reference for us. Yeah.
Or like, before you did the modification, he had downloaded the Anarchist Cookbook.
Well, not only had he downloaded, he's actually written 3 new chapters. But I'm okay with that. So at least he's an entrepreneur, I guess. He's doing better than us.
It's true. I'm glad we're less likely to get murdered.
Yeah, that is one thing.
Though I don't know if we or frankly any show can handle that much Eddie Murphy. Anyway, and tonight we are joined by a real life almost attorney.
Yeah, we ain't got
enough street
attorney
cred
money, but we got I took my bar money.
Denny Freck. Denny, legal question for you. If our robot ever reverts to his old self and actually murders someone, are we liable?
Well, I mean, as someone who's not a licensed attorney yet, I'm going to go ahead and say I can't give you any legal advice.
Horseshit. Horse yeah. shit.
Well, hey, that's just the way she goes.
As your attorney, I advise you to smoke this.
Well, I'm glad you are following in the long line of guests on Hysteria 51 that offer that much and bring that much to the table. We appreciate it.
Now, as soon as you do pass the bar, can we add Esquire to the end of your name? That's an important question.
You know, just send me a check.
Denny Freck Esquire has a nice sound to it.
Well, can we add Esquire to my name?
Fuck it, I'll be Esquire.
Well, you do have the entire internet at your fingertips, C-Bot, so I guess that would work, right?
He's studying for the bar on his side.
I've seen Suits. You don't have to have a law license.
Hey, Johnny Five in the sequel to Short Circuit, he became a citizen, maybe.
Say he became a lawyer. I'm like, I don't remember that scene.
Maybe he can work on his citizenship and then become a lawyer. Who knows? The sky's the limit.
Take my regular advice at your own peril, let alone legal advice.
Yeah, but that's a good number three.
Oh, yeah, a good sequel.
Johnny Five becomes a lawyer, right?
Robo-lawyer.
Yeah. Robo lawyer.
Robo Esquire.
I'd watch that porn.
Speaking of robots, Conspiracy Bot, Brent, I'm glad you didn't give him that wireless upgrade he requested.
It's hard to party all the time from the damn corner.
We'll get you a longer extension cord. Speaking of, how are you adjusting to your new programming?
Not gonna lie, I still have urges to poison and kill, but now I just party them away.
I feel like we're going to hear that way too much.
You know, anything that can bring Rick James in by the end, I'm okay with it.
Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
It's a good point. It's a good point. All right.
Good stuff. Anything from the 80s is good.
You got that right.
That's very true. We try to put as much 80s into this podcast as possible. Pretty soon, we're just going to broadcast from a ham fucking radio.
Which is a step up from what we're using.
Actually,
right
it's
now,
probably
actually.
A step up. Yeah.
Don't church it up.
All right. Tonight's topic, gentlemen, is the Zodiac Killer. But before we get into it, let's talk what we're drinking.
You say it's a lexicon of libations. We call it a bulletin of booze. Either way, we're all getting pissed. Yeah! Here's this week's spirit selections.
John, I am still in recovery. I am not cleared. I'm still on antibiotics. And I am drinking a Coca-Cola, which I don't usually drink, but we went through a drive-thru on our way this evening, and I grabbed me a Coke.
I'm not a big regular cola drinker. I like Coca-Cola when you get the Mexican Coca-Cola.
Oh, when it's real
made
sugar
with the real sugar.
And questionable water. Yeah.
yes, that's the one. And it comes in a glass bottle.
In a glass bottle, yeah. Yep.
If you have the opportunity, I highly recommend it. Mm-hmm.
Personally, I don't believe in giving free advertisement to beverages and everything, but I'm drinking Spike Energy Drink. That Spike Energy Drink.
Spike.com. Taste the flavor. Feed the rush.
It got me through law school.
I hope you got $5 for that plug there.
It'd be more than we've made off the show.
No shit.
Was that Surge that was Feel the Rush or Vault?
Surge was the, I just remember Surge had those weird, like, slowed down races towards the Surge.
Oh, like King of the Mountain type of thing. Yeah. Which you can buy Surge again, right?
Yep. And they exorbitant prices, but you sure can.
No. I was in,
I always see them at comic book stores and like
$3 Southern Illinois. And I was at a Casey's, I think, and they had a tall boy of Surge for sale.
It's not expensive.
It's classy is what you're, the only place I ever see them at is comic book stores. Probably when they were only available online, you know, and they were wanted like $3 for a 24 ounce.
Anything that you can get at a Casey's is classy. If you're not listeners,
hey, don't fuck around with Casey's. They got great pizza.
If you're not familiar with Casey's,
I grew up in a small town.
It's a gas station that has a lot of food and different choices, but they're only in small towns. Like you wouldn't find one in the middle of Chicago.
Yeah. It's where you can find beer, bait, and
bacon.
Yeah, pizza.
Hey, that's where I get my spikes.
There you go.
There you
fucking
go.
Casey.
I mean, I just went there this morning. You get the spikes. They're like $3. And the thing with Spike is they don't need advertising because I guess like it's common knowledge that people have actually died taking it. So that's enough to make people
And
go,
once you taste it, you're hooked. Once you taste it, they've got you.
Literally, right. There's cocaine in it.
Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
John is actually drinking some I'm excited about because I bought it for him.
I am super excited, and it's really fucking good. It is a cider called the Dude's Rug. I'm excited on two levels. One, I'm a huge cider fan, as listeners to this show know.
And two, it has male pubic hair in it.
It's that rough tip flavor.
Yeah.
It's got a merkin on top. No. The Dude's Rug, obviously pointing to the Big Lebowski.
Yep.
That rug really tied the room together, did it not?
Exactly. Yep. So it's a hard cider with tea and chai spices added. It's really, really good. And Brent, I don't really think you're a good person. I'm surprised you got it for me. Thank you.
I saw it and thought about you, and I felt pity. And it's got a cool logo. So yeah, you're welcome.
If you could just go ahead and only think about me when you're at the liquor store, I don't like you thinking about me in the privacy of your own home.
As long as it's the liquor store and not like the porn shop, right?
Correct. That's, correct.
Seba,
why can't it be both?
Well, that is true. That is true. Scary, but true. Seba, what you working with over there?
It's fruity and it comes from the Zodiac movie. I am drinking an Aqua Velva. But unfortunately, I didn't know how to make it, so I am just drinking Aqua Velva after shave.
Well, see, hey, I mean, you know it's an actual cocktail, right?
This is cheaper and stronger.
I'm catching one hell of a buzz.
So, back on track with the topic, Zodiac Killer. One of my favorite killers. I don't know about you. I mean, I've got all the trading cards.
Well, and now we, as you heard in the intro, now Conspiracy Bot understands what Zodiac actually means. The watch, not the fucking signs. Yeah.
I'd just like to say that, you knowing that I'm a, big politics fan, I just want to say thanks for letting me come on here and talk about Ted Cruz.
Probably the number one suspect.
Yeah, no, and the fact that he was born 1 year after the killings just makes him even that more nefarious. I mean, that
is scary. What do you mean, suspect?
So, John,
well, if you're a reptilian, you probably can time travel.
That is
thus
true.
His ability to be
time is an abstract concept created by carbon based life forms to monitor their own ongoing decay, as C-Bot has already taught us. So,
you just blew my mind.
John, why don't you give us a little Reader's Digest spiel on the Zodiac Killer?
All right. The Zodiac Killer was a serial killer who operated in Northern California in the late 60s and early 70s. The killer's identity remains unknown today. The Zodiac murdered victims in Benicia, Vallejo, Lake Berryessa, and San Francisco between December of 68 and October of 69. Four men and three women between the ages of 16 and 29 were targeted, and he or she...
Probably
did you just assume his gender?
Yeah, don't assume my gender.
may have been responsible for more. The killer originated the name Zodiac in a series of taunting letters sent to local Bay Area press. These letters included four cryptograms or ciphers. Of the four cryptograms sent, only one has been definitively solved. Suspects have been named by law enforcement and amateur investigators, but no conclusive evidence has surfaced. The San Francisco Police Department, or the SFPD, if you will, marked the case inactive in April 2004, but reopened it at some point prior to March of 2007. The case also remains open in the city of Vallejo, as well as in Napa County and Solano County. The California Department of Justice has maintained an open case file on the Zodiac murders since 1969.
Mm-hmm. So all that and not anything mentioned about Ted Cruz or any Republicans. You know what?
Someone didn't do their work here. You out. You can throw that shit away.
You know what? My notes are going to be useless.
He just pulled a Jim Rome.
Yeah, no shit. So here we go. The Zodiac Killer it's fascinating to me because when you think of serial killers, and you and I were talking about this earlier, you think these brilliant people, and this one falls into that at face value because you have these ciphers and he's taunting people. And then you dig into it and you think, was this guy really a genius? Or was he just a fucking idiot?
Yeah, the Reader's Digest version, just you're thinking, wow, he wrote these ciphers himself and police couldn't catch him. Oh, my God, he's an evil genius.
Yeah. So,
but maybe not.
As we stated, he's believed to be responsible for at least five murders in San Francisco Bay Area in the late 60s. I see at least five because a lot of people attribute it to seven. And if you ask him, there was 37 murders because he was always upping his
The tally. Last letter he sent to... the press.
Claimed, he said,
SFPD
Zodiac 37 SFPD 0.
Exactly. But then there's even speculation as to
March Madness! March Madness!
A little dipsy-doo, Dunkaroo!
That's wrong,
Thank you, C-Bot.
But there's even speculation that a lot of those letters he didn't even send.
Yeah, like, was the police actually baiting him? Was it copycats? Things like that.
Exactly.
So four separate attacks have been definitely attributed to this guy. The first confirmed incident took place on the night of December 20th.
Well, and we say definitely, we mean that as in
these four were canon.
Yeah.
Now we want you to know this is part of the Star Wars extended universe.
A long time ago in a galaxy far, far away, the Zodiac.
So on the night of December 20th, 68, 17-year-old David Faraday and 16-year-old girlfriend Betty Lou Jensen were shot to death near their car at a remote spot on Lake Herman Road on the outskirts of Vallejo, California. They're outside. They're making out.
We don't know they were making out for a fact. They weren't found with tongues in each other's
mouth.
You're right.
Maybe they were discussing politics and thinking like, man, you know, that Ted Cruz guy who's not
He could have been
yet.
Brushing her hair.
That's true.
Or maybe some kind of Republican nonsense.
That's true.
My father, he invented, this wasn't for the restaurant, but he did it anyway. He invented green eggs and ham.
Now, wait, C-Bot, are you on this whole Ted Cruz theory now?
Nope, too busy partying all the time.
Shoots the guy, girl gets outrun, shoots her like 5 times in the back. Just fucking brutal. Kills these kids. Then on the early morning of July 5th, 1969, Darlene Farron, who was 22, and her boyfriend Mike Majot, age 19, were sitting in their parked car in a similarly remote Vallejo location.
So this is the next year. I mean, this isn't like a week later, a month later. This is like 7 months later.
Yeah. They're sitting in their parked car. They're approached by a man with a flashlight who fired multiple shots at them, killing Farron and seriously wounding Majot.
So this is the first instance of a victim of the Zodiac living.
Yeah.
And Majot actually said to police later, you know, you mentioned he had a flashlight. It's like, imagine being there parked in the middle of nowhere. Mm-hmm. A really bright flashlight comes from a car.
Shit.
You can't see anything.
Yeah,
they assumed it was a cop.
Yep. So within an hour of the incident, this is when this turns interesting. And this is when it becomes a serial killer. A man called the Vallejo Police Department, giving them the location of the crime scene and claiming responsibility for both that attack and the previous attack on Faraday and Jensen. He's like, hey, I just killed these two people, which actually wasn't true. He's like, there's a double homicide. No, because you weren't.
Because you didn't kill two
people.
You
didn't kill two
people. You killed one. Right.
But they're born the Zodiac killer.
And it's important.
You know,
go ahead.
I just want to go on record here, you know, for your listeners and everything, is two things. One is, I think that killing people for no reason is not a good thing. I just want to put that out there. I know it's not going to be popular with some of your audience, but I'm going to put that out there. And
conspiracy bot, you could learn something there. Yeah.
Stop it.
Also, if there is any like copycats and everything around here and they're still killing people and they happen to be listening to this podcast, I just want to put out there that maybe that they're just misunderstood individuals, you know. Like, they're not vicious murderers.
In other words, you're appealing to any copycats that might be out there to not come to your house.
Did you just realize that you're on this show and you're like, hey, I don't want to die.
Yeah, well, I don't want them coming to my house, and you know.
Which is 2247 15th Street in L.A.
Yeah, don't give out my address, Brent.
It's important to point out about Farron and Majot.
If that's their real names.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. The area they were in wasn't known as like a lover's lane.
It was known as middle of fucking nowhere.
No.
Oh, no, that was the first murder.
That was the first one. Yeah. It was known as kind of a place if you need to score some weed, you showed up to. Okay, okay, it was okay. Like, it was kind of a not crime.
Okay, now what's the address of that place?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, but
my address. What's the address of the place where you score weed?
So Majot and Farron weren't even known to be boyfriend girlfriend. She was driving, which was odd. Like, if they were boyfriend girlfriend, the reason I bring all this up, we'll get to suspects later, but some people say that the Zodiac could have been maybe even someone in the police department. And Majot's reputation was that he was into some nefarious shit, and maybe to help keep the cover of a CI or something like that, they murdered him and she was wrong place, wrong time. She was known to be a lady about town, had many boyfriends. So it's portrayed often and up to and including the movie that this was just a couple out on Lover's Lane. We don't know exactly why they're out there.
There might have been other reasons.
There might have been other reasons.
And then it's funny.
So are you saying that you think there might be corrupt police officers that are capable of murdering people without?
Yes, but just not in Chicago.
not in Chicago.
Not in Chicago. Every one of them. I'm a big fan.
If you watch the interview with Mageau later, he was like still laid up in the hospital and they're talking to him. He was like, you know, we prayed, we put it in God's hands and we said, you know, whatever you're going to do.
Which basically means he did nothing.
Yeah, exactly. So, but yeah, he was just like, oh, we just prayed about it. And it's funny because then you say like he was a known scoundrel, if you will.
I think that's a perfect word for
the time. That doesn't mean he can't be a religious guy, right?
No, it's true. It's just the way that it's portrayed from one person to another when they talk about the situation.
And that's the problem with this whole case. A lot of the details, not the main facts, we know they were, this person was murdered, this person was shot, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But a lot of the details are completely different source to source.
So we're three deaths in, one attempted that survived, and now we have him calling in, and the Zodiac is born. So on July 31st, 69, the San Francisco Examiner, the San Francisco Chronicle, and the Vallejo Times Herald each received identical handwritten letter in an envelope without a return address.
The Vallejo Times Herald is one of my main sources for news.
I tell you, I subscribe to their online.
Thought I was the only one.
The letters contain details from the murders that allegedly only the killer could have known. And I believe that. I mean, that's kind of been corroborated by the police. So
there are people out there that disagree with that. All right. So I'll get into it briefly. But they say that there are incorrect facts in the letter. And those facts could only have come from one place. And that's the police report. Because the police report initially had a bunch of incorrect shit in it. And
so then they're thinking that, well, then it's a cop fucking sending this shit out.
Exactly.
Yeah. So here's a sample of the letter.
Dear editor, this is the murderer of the two teenagers last Christmas at Lake Herman and the girl on the 4th of July near the golf course in Vallejo. To prove I killed them, I shall state some facts which only I and the police know. Christmas. One brand name of ammo Super X. Two 10 shots were fired. Three, the boy was on his back with his feet to the car. 4. The girl was on her right side, feet to the west. July 4th, one girl was wearing patterned slacks. 2. The boy was also shot in the knee. 3. Brand name of ammo was Western. Over here is part of a cipher. The other two parts of this cipher are being mailed to the editors of the Vallejo Times and SF Examiner. I want you to print this cipher and the front page of your paper. In this cipher is my identity. If you do not print the cipher by the afternoon of Friday, 1st of August 69, I will go on a kill rampage. Friday night. I will cruise around all weekend killing lone people in the night, then move on to kill again, until I end up with a dozen people over the weekend.
So each closed with a symbol consisting of a circle with a cross through it. It actually kind of makes you think of like a crosshairs of like a rifle.
Right.
Except for like the crosshairs extended out from the circle.
And there are lots of different explanations out there for what that is. Other people were saying that the Zodiac worked in a movie house and that's the first frame on old film before a movie starts. It's got that circle with the crosses through it. The most believable to me, and as you heard referenced, Brent, as you referenced in the intro.
Yeah.
There were watches back then called Zodiac watches, and that fucking symbol was the exact logo of Zodiac watches.
And the guy's probably fucking crazy. Like, whatever just happened to crazy.
He just really liked watches.
Yeah, like, he just fucking crazy.
He kills people and he's crazy. I'm not making a connection.
They don't play.
Little known fact, Zodiac brand, now owned by Fossil.
Oh, well, and
And Ted Cruz is still killing people.
Yeah. we've made a complete circle.
It all
circle.
Works together.
We've made a circle. Now let's make the cross hatchet. No. So each closed with a symbol, like we said, and it was accompanied by one part of a three-part cipher that he claimed had his identity.
So he sent, you know, the identical letter or almost identical letters to the three different newspapers, but each of those letters had a different cipher in it.
Yeah. So each of those, if you take the three pieces, it makes one cipher, and they call that the 408 cipher because there was 408 characters in it. So we say there was four ciphers. Really, there was two. These three make one, and then there's the later one. But it's just easier to say four. So he gave a piece, a key, to three different newspapers. So he actually, several days later, he sent another letter to the San Francisco Examiner. This is funny. Following the editor asking for more details, just to prove he wasn't fucking crazy.
That he wasn't just some bullshit artist.
So
right.
Here's that letter.
Dear editor, this is the Zodiac speaking. In answer to your asking for more details about the good times I have had in Vallejo, I shall be very happy to supply even more material. By the way, are the police having a good time with the code? If not, tell them to cheer up, when they do crack it they will have me. On the 4th of July, I did not open the car door, the window was rolled down already. The boy was originally sitting in the front seat when I began firing. When I fired the first shot at his head, he leaped backwards at the same time, thus spoiling my aim. He ended up on the back seat, then the floor in back, thrashing out very violently with his legs. That's how I shot him in the knee. I did not leave the scene of the killing with squealing tires and racing engine as described in the Vallejo paper. I drove away quite slowly so as not to draw attention to my car. The man who told the police that my car was brown was a Negro about 40 to 45, rather shabla dressed. I was at this phone booth having some fun with the Vallejo cops when he was walking by. When I hung the phone up, the damn thing began to ring, and that drew his attention to me and my car. Last Christmas in that episode, the police were wondering as to how I could shoot and hit my victims in the dark. They did not openly state this, but implied this by saying it was a well-lit night and I could see the silhouettes on the horizon. Bullshit, that area is surrounded by high hills and trees. What I did was tape a small pencil flashlight to the barrel of my gun. If you notice, in the center of the beam of light, if you aim it at a wall or ceiling, you will see a black or dark spot in the center of the circle of light about 3 to 6 inches across. When taped to a gun barrel, the bullet will strike exactly in the center of the black dot in the light. All I had to do was spray them as if it was a water hose. There was no need to use the gun sights. I was not happy to see that I did not get front page coverage.
So the police weren't able to crack the cipher, but thank God for high school teachers. A high school teacher and his wife, Donald Hardin, and his wife, Betty, were able to decipher it. It revealed a rant, but not the identity. Seabot, why don't you read it for us?
I like killing people because it is so much fun. It is more fun than killing wild game in the forest because man is the most dangerous animal of all. To kill something gives me the most thrilling experience. It is even better than getting your rocks off with a girl. The best part of it is that when I die, I will be reborn in paradise and all that I have killed will become my slaves. I will not give you my name because you will try to slow down or stop my collecting of slaves for my afterlife.
And then a fun collection of letters.
Yeah. Can we get a pronunciation on that, conspiracy bot?
Abiriat meth pity. You know, about a week ago, I could have really gotten behind this guy.
at least now you can see the difference.
Now,
why do you get the feeling that this guy probably never even had sex?
Yeah.
Maybe that was his problem.
No one likes killing as much as me. Who wants to feel a boob that feels like a bag of sand? I swear. I swear.
Like Mullins when you were out. Yeah. So now, some people think that those letters at the end, the conspiracy bot did such a good job of pronouncing. Obviously, it's nonsense. Some people believe it's a cipher within a cipher.
Yeah, like a lot of times, which we'll get into ciphers later, like you get to a point and you can't crack it, and they'll actually like turn, like the whole thing will turn like a degree, and it switches the letters. Now, of course, I have the cipher ability of someone who read the cipher Wikipedia page and like two other pages. You would think that people would have went through that and much smarter than us have tried to crack it. And it pretty much just comes down to the guy was fucking, it was nothing.
Right, right.
Wait a minute, much smarter than us. You mean you and John?
Yeah, not Denny Freck, future Esquire.
Future Esquire.
Because I deciphered it while sitting here.
It says, it's okay. More rich chocolatey Ovaltine, I believe is what it says.
He did it with a Dakota ring.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot. He's got his villain Dakota ring. He got it from villain school.
This brings in...
law school. I mispronounced that.
This brings into question, though, one of the basic questions about the Zodiac Killer. Was he an absolute genius?
Yep.
Or was he kind of thick?
Yeah. Like he went to he was on like he went to cipher school. Like they probably in the 60s had like leftovers from shit like that. People that wanted to be spies, They like right now you would go to like a webpage, but they had clubs for that shit. And he's like, I can do this. And he just fucked up at it. Like,
yeah. I mean, if you read the letter,
but the problem is when you fuck up on a cipher, everyone that can't figure out thinks maybe he's just way smarter than me.
Right. Is there hidden?
Or maybe he's just an idiot, right?
Exactly.
Maybe he's
just
exactly.
Like if you read the letters, he misspells lots of simple words, mm-hmm. like Christmas. He calls it Chris Moss. He puts two S's on the end.
Mm-hmm.
He misspells
That's
like
not the
word
way it's spelled.
Christ Mass.
He misspells a lot of different words.
Mm-hmm.
People that believe he's a genius think that there's hidden meaning behind the misspelling.
Yeah, every time that there's a misspell, like mass killings, mass, like always Christian or something like that. He's doing it.
Or is it a cipher within a cipher?
Yeah, exactly.
But some people say that misspelling words really actually has no bearing on one's intelligence.
A lot of people say that really intelligent people misspell words because they don't have time to worry about things like that.
You guys didn't do well on your vocab tests is basically what I'm hearing
exactly.
right now.
Exactly. I'm just a genius. So ciphers aside, despite evidence including fingerprints, Majot's description, the decoded cipher, and a wave of tips and leads from everyone and their uncle, police were unable to track down the Zodiac Killer.
There were fingerprints found on the letters.
On the letters, on the car, and he had tried to wipe down, they think, a lot of those things.
The main fingerprint that was used in determining if someone was the Zodiac Killer was one fingerprint found that we haven't discussed yet in a murder that we haven't discussed yet. We'll get to it.
Yeah. So on September 22nd, 69, he struck again, approaching Cecilia Shepherd and Brian Hartnell as they relaxed in an isolated part of the shore of Lake Berryessa, I believe is how you say that.
Oh, baby, this is going to be a great date. We're going to go to this remote area, have a picnic. It's a lake. It's wonderful, beautiful country.
Hey, does that guy look like an executioner to you? So wearing a hood and a t-shirt bearing a circle cross, or maybe just a hood with like a bib attached, he tied them up.
Going back to the idea that he's a little thick, he's wearing a bib.
Yeah.
I spill my food.
He tied them up before brutally stabbing them, scrawling a message for police on their car door and leaving the scene. Now this one, you're right. This is the one where he let them choose. And the guy was like, I can't bear to watch her die. So fuck her. Let her watch me die. Kill me first.
Yeah. So this is the first time he's actually spent time with the victims.
Getting to know you, getting to know all about you.
He shows up. The way he gets them to do what he says is he has a gun with him.
Mm-hmm.
But he also has a knife, and he also has,
because you think to yourself, like, why wouldn't they just run away? Oh, he's got a knife.
Let's
he's
going to
trip. He's wearing a fucking executioner.
And they
mask.
Said later that he was a stocky dude. So like, yeah, we could outrun him, but he's got a gun, and he also has some
little slight against fat people there, but go ahead.
Hey, I'm fat too. Don't worry about it.
Little stocky gentleman can't run after somebody. Automatically, now the Zodiac Killer's fat.
Hey, okay. No, he's gotcha. Executive cut. Don't downplay it.
As a stocky gentleman, I can tell you that's fact.
I can back that up.
I'm gonna fucking kill you.
Yeah. So he also has pre-cut lengths of rope with him.
Mm-hmm.
He holds the gun on him. He asks for
prepared.
Wallet and keys. And then he has the girl tie up the guy, and then he ties up the girl.
Mm-hmm.
And he sits and talks with him for a while, and he talks about how he had been in prison and how he's going to take their car and go to Mexico.
You boys like Mexico? Yeah!
Spends like a half hour with him.
Yeah.
And then he's like, oh, by the way, I'm going to have to go ahead and kill you guys.
Oh, look at the time.
Time to go.
No, so right, he had a knife, he had a gun. He had,
maybe he was off to wine tasting. We're in Napa.
This is Napa County. So he had a knife, he had a gun, he had pre-cut lengths of rope, and don't forget, he had a marker. So he writes on the door, Vallejo, 12-20-68, 7-4-69, September 27-69, 6:30, by knife. Writes all that bullshit.
In case you weren't clear, from the multiple letters he sent to the various newspapers, he wants to make sure that everyone knows that these are the murders that he is responsible for.
Which plays into one of two categories, and it fills them both up. A, this is a stereotypical serial killer who wants
his work.
Yeah, he makes a lot of these guys, they want everyone to know, I did this, I did this, I did this, because they have that whole narcissistic thing. Or B, it's a copycat and want everyone, no, it's this guy. It's fucking this guy. Don't worry. Don't look over here.
It's kind of like the guy that's telling you that, let's go back to your reference before, I felt a boob. No, I promise. I felt a boob. I promise. When someone keeps telling you something over and over again, it's like, are they even telling the truth? Why? Because no one was questioning whether these other murders were attributed to the Zodiac. Everyone in San Francisco was shitting their pants.
Yep.
Everyone was saying, yes, this was the Zodiac. But he needed to make sure that you really understood that those were his murders.
Right. So he then calls the Napa Police Department to claim responsibility on top of, you know, leaving his calling card or calling
on the side
door.
Of the door, yeah.
Shepard and Hart to be thorough.
It's true. So Shepard and Hart now were both in critical condition, but alive when emergency service arrived. Unfortunately, Shepard died of her wounds shortly thereafter. Hartnell survived. 2 weeks later,
another man survives.
Yep, yep.
So he's done awful things to people, and he'll do awful things to you.
So 2 weeks later, on October 11th in 69, the Zodiac Killer claimed another life, shooting 29-year-old taxi driver Paul Stein in San Francisco's Presidio Heights neighborhood. As the murder did not seem to fit the Zodiac Killer's pattern.
And that's a big thing with killers, right? Like, M.O.
This is not
modus
normal.
Operandi. Most of the time, a serial killer has a way they go about things. And the Zodiac Killer does not have a way he goes about things.
So it's initially deemed a robbery, but 3 days later, a letter received by San Francisco Chronicle proved otherwise. So inside the letter is erratic print as the previous letters.
Yeah, it's the same handwriting.
But the long and short of it is there's a piece of the dude's fucking bloodied shirt in there. And he's like, see, I did this. Yeah, I was feeling frisky.
Maybe the cab driver took him the long way around, overcharged him.
Yeah.
You know, he was on his way to do another Zodiac killing. And, you know, this guy just got in the way.
Fuck it. I'm short on time. You'll do.
It's plausible.
Let's play that letter.
This is the Zodiac speaking. I am the murderer of the taxi driver over by Washington Street and Maple Street last night. To prove this, here is a blood-stained piece of his shirt. I am the same man who did in the people in the North Bay area. The SF police could have caught me last night if they had searched the park properly instead of holding road races with their motorcycle, seeing who could make the most noise. The car drivers should have just parked their cars and sat there quietly waiting for me to come out of cover. School children make nice targets. I think I shall wipe out a school bus some morning. Just shoot out the front tire and then pick off the kiddies as they come bouncing out.
And this is also where that fingerprint comes from. It is reported that police were on the scene within moments.
Yeah.
There are even reports that the police passed by a suspect
and probably spoke to him
and might have spoken to the Zodiac Killer. So the thought was that there's no way there could be a fingerprint in blood on the car, which is what the fingerprint was, unless it was the Zodiac's. No one else disturbed the scene. Now, other people will say, well, it could have been a paramedic that first showed up. That fingerprint, between that and handwriting analysis, those are the two ways that they either said, yes, you could be the Zodiac, or no, people were exonerated.
Yeah, which is, you know, that's just good police work right there.
Right. You can't even prove that it was his fucking fingerprint, but that's how you're going to let all these murderous assholes out.
Well, John, it was 1969. Free love. Free love.
That explains it.
So you know what? Thank you, C-Bot. That was disturbing and fun. Let's go.
Disturbing song.
It disturbs me. So we're going to go to break. When we come back, we're going to get into who was the killer. We're going to talk the letters and everything when we return on Hysteria 51. You're a shitty robot, but I like that song. Hola, David. Me amo Brent.
Bonjour, Brent. Je m'appelle David.
You didn't do Spanish. I thought if we were going to do this together, we'd do the same language.
Oh, sorry.
that's on brand for us.
I just thought romance languages was the key.
Everything I say is romantic, and that is thanks to Rosetta Stone. You guys, we've been touting these things forever. We love Rosetta Stone, and we actually are users. David, you've really been using it even for longer than I. What's your experience been like?
Oh, it's been great. The thing is, you really get to learn how to speak and think in that language with it. So it's very high on pronunciation too. So you can, you know, learn how to speak.
And you know, our show is all about proper pronunciation.
In that pronunciation. Yeah, that's right. But they design it for long-term retention, you know, if you don't get the pronunciation right, you say it until you do. And then, you know, that just seeps into your head.
Well, and that's why, you know, this has been trusted by experts for 30 years and there's over 25 different languages that you can learn, and people, millions and millions of users use it because, like you said, it does seep in and you're using it with, you know, you get speech recognition and it hears you. You get to use like the built-in true accent features that gives you this pronunciation, which is super convenient, and you can do it at your own time. And I don't know if you know this, but I'm all about value, and you get a one-time purchase, 25 languages. If I learned all 25 languages, I'd be so confused. Or really cool. I'd go in and out.
But you'd be real marketable.
But literally, though, this is something that we use, and both of us have given the seal of approval because we want to do this long term, and it's something that it works, you know. And we don't do long term stuff like this. And this is the one that we've chosen, and we love it. So, all you guys got to do, don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now, as we've told you 1,000 times, and it's always now. Right now, get now. Started. For very limited time, Hysteria 51 listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off.
How much?
50%. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off, unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your unnatural life.
Wow.
Redeem, redeem, redeem. How do they do it?
Rachete, you're 50% off. Rachete. Redeem it. 50% off, rosettastone.com/today. Do it today. Nation, we want pictures of your dogs. That's just a personal request from me, but while you look for a good one, let me tell you about something near and dear to mine, Brent's hearts, your dog's health. You may have noticed lots of dogs suffering from health issues these days, joints, odors, it's not good. Actress Katherine Heigl noticed these issues too, and after a ton of research, there was one place she found we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she created Superfood Complete, food for your four-legged friend that's made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Her company, Badlands Ranch, also supports the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Now, I know Brent has used Superfood Complete with his lovable meatballs, and they absolutely love it. He said it's easy to prepare, both his guys grow crazy for it, and he loves knowing what he's giving them is healthy and full of ingredients that are actually beneficial to his little rapscallions. You can try it for yourself by going to badlandsranch.com/hysteria and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular priced order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/hysteria today.
Dude,
you cannot just play that song. Like, you just got rid of our intermission music.
It's fucking worth
no one can handle that much Eddie Murphy.
God knows I can. I don't know about you fools.
I think you went a little too far in the reprogramming.
I know. You know, it's give and take. We're tweaking. We're tweakers. Wait, no, that's the wrong thing to say, right?
That's not what you meant. Well, it might be what you meant, but it's not what you meant there.
So let's talk the killer. Let's talk letters. Let's get into dissecting this person
or persons? People.
Thank you, conspiracy bot. I'm getting confused here.
You're getting flustered.
So with descriptions from witnesses who had seen a man leaving the scene of Stein's murder, police were able to create and circulate a composite sketch of the killer, which looks like Joe 1969. Like,
seriously,
a skinny guy,
it could not
white
be
man
more generic.
With glasses. Yeah,
like, buzz cut.
Looks like Ted Cruz.
It looks like a baby Ted Cruz that's an adult. No,
that's actually one of the reasons that the Ted Cruz conspiracy theorists out there believe that he was the murderer.
Time traveling Ted Cruz.
If you compare the picture of him, I saw this meme that somebody had made. They took the opening logo for that Netflix show, Making a Murderer,
and put him on it.
And then, but cut out the picture of Stephen Avery,
yeah,
and put a slice of his face
with the fucking sketch. We'll have to find that and try to put it up on our Hysteria Nation page.
Yeah, we'll put it on Hysteria Nation. Facebook.com/Hysteria Nation.
There you go.
Actually, slash groups.
Just
slash
look up Hysteria
Just search
Nation.
Hysteria Nation, for goodness sakes, people.
So despite mounting evidence and the investigation of numerous suspects, he remained at large. And a lot of that has to do with the fact that there's a lot of different police departments and the FBI working on this. And
right, different learned, municipalities.
If we've learned one thing through this show that we've done, police hate one another.
Apparently.
Like, hey, I got some evidence over here. Can I see it? No, fuck you. We're going to catch this guy. Yeah, he's murdering people in our backyard now. Well, fuck your backyard. You know, fuck you, Southie. You know, like, no, like, what? Like, how protect and serve?
That was a Boston Strangler reference.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Fuck you. You know, fuck you if you're not in my department.
And it's actually weird because if you're small town municipality like Vallejo and a larger, whether it be the state police or a larger city like San Francisco PD, offers help, you don't have the most expensive thing a police department, a small town police department can go through is a murder investigation.
Yeah.
You don't have the time or resources to do it on your own. And you know what
they will make a name for yourself.
You know what they'd say? Hey, can we help? No.
Yep.
Yeah, but if you solve it though, then you get all the publicity and you look like you're brilliant.
Well, exactly. That's why. Exactly.
And how'd that you work know? Out? How'd that work out? 40 years later.
50.
No, 50 now. Yeah, yeah, this year. You're right. So yeah, no, 60. No, well, no, next year, 68. Yeah. You're right. I'm bad with math.
Everyone's bad with math on here.
Eat me.
So the Zodiac went on to send 15 more letters. Some of them thought to be real. Others were thought to be forgeries. Highlights, I guess you could say, include
lowlights, yeah, whatever.
He asked that the people of San Francisco start wearing Zodiac buttons.
Yeah, Zodiac sign.
Who doesn't want that?
Button.
Who doesn't want that button? He diagrammed the kind of bombs he would use because he was going
to. He referenced blowing things up.
He
in that
was
going
to start
letter.
Blowing things up. He continued to claim responsibility for killings, at least one of which has been proved to not have been related to the Zodiac case, meaning he's grasping at straws.
He was literally. He just wanted to be known for as many killings as possible, whether he was responsible yeah. for it or not.
And my personal favorite, he gave his own review of the movie The Exorcist, which he called hilarious.
and what. What says, hey, I'm sane more than that?
Right, right. I think he referred to it as his favorite satirical comedy.
Exactly. You know, you think someone would have came forward and been like, I don't know, man. I went to the matinee of The Exorcist, and there's this guy in a hood in the front just laughing hysterically. oh my God, her head spit out.
He had an executioner's hood and a bib.
Yeah. And a bib.
Yeah. and for the record, nothing says sanity like giving your own fucking Rotten Tomatoes on The Exorcist when you're writing into the newspaper to talk about your murders.
Yeah. It's like this. Dear Vallejo Times, I'm a real big fan of The Exorcist. P.S. I kill people. Like, come on.
You know, the funny part is your grammar there was way too good to be a Zodiac letter.
That's true. All right. So then 1974 letter stopped. Kaput, nothing. At least five other murders have been tentatively linked to the Zodiac, including the 1963 shooting of Robert Domingos and Linda Edwards near Santa Barbara, California, and the 66 stabbing death of a college student, Sherry Jo Bates, in Riverside, California.
All up and down the Western Seaboard. Yeah.
So, however, in both of these and the known Zodiac murders, no suspect, again, has ever been arrested. People have made outlandish claims as to who the real killer is, from Charles Manson to Ted Cruz.
Wait a minute. Outlandish? Who says that? Breitbart.
Alex Jones!
I refuse to go along with this, and I'm seeing through all of your lies, you wicked, wicked devil!
I like this guy.
True crime author and former San Francisco Chronicle cartoonist Robert Graysmith, who, this if guy. You've seen the fucking movie The Zodiac, you know, he's the hero of
Don't
the
church it up. It's not The Zodiac. It's just Zodiac. Zodiac.
He wrote two separate works on the Zodiac, 1986 Zodiac and 2002 Zodiac Unmasked.
In other words, his money from the first one had run out.
Yeah, so ultimately identify a man named Arthur Lee Allen as the most likely suspect, which brings us to...
Brent,
I'll tell you what, top suspect Arthur Lee Allen, just like Graysmith said. Historically, Arthur Lee Allen has been the name tied most closely to Zodiac. If you look up Zodiac, he's the face that pops up, other than the...
Like DeSalvo with Boston Strangler.
Yeah, like, he's the person. There's a number of creepy reasons, including a letter sent to the Riverside Police Department from the Bates killer was typed on a royal typewriter with an elite type, the same brand found during a February 91 search of Allen's residence. He owned and wore a Zodiac brand wristwatch.
See?
He also lived in Vallejo and worked minutes away from where one of the first victims, Farron, lived and where one of the killings took place. If you saw the David Fincher film Zodiac, based on the book by Robert Graysmith, you're probably convinced that Arthur was the killer. There just wasn't enough evidence to charge him. So the connection and coincidences began between Lee and the killings were numerous and creepy. However... a 2002 DNA test of Allen with the confirmed Zodiac letter didn't match. Did Allen get another person to lick his stamps? I know, John, you always ask me, will you lick this for me?
It's true.
Yeah, I mean, usually it's not stamps, but,
it's,
you know.
It's right after I say, does this look infected?
So we'll never know. He died in 91. You know, why is it every time we have one of these stories, the prime suspect and me, I'm just like, nope.
There's a report out there that one of Arthur Lee Allen's buddies actually did say, yeah, you know, I remember this time in 68 where he asked me to lick a bunch of stamps.
Yeah, dude, what? No.
The fuck are you talking about?
No. No. No, you don't.
I'd do it if asked.
You wanted to be on the news. Good job.
There was some other weird shit about Arthur Lee Allen. When they searched his home, they found a lot of different weird frozen animal parts in the freezer.
A woman's tongue.
Why is that?
And a
weird?
Whole bunch of shoes that were Russian made. No, 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 sorry. Sorry, that's that was 10 years too prior.
Thanks, Conspiracy Bot. He's always ready with anything from a past episode.
He's really bringing it back, yeah. Or lazy, one or the other, because he already had that
That's
downloaded.
A lot more likely. they found a bunch of weird shit in his place, a bunch of odd porn. Also, Arthur Lee
Allen. As opposed to that non-odd porn.
Well, like, Playboy is not odd porn.
Well, they're...
Like, well, it depends on who you ask, right?
Yeah, like Denny's into scat porn, and if you show him that lay me down and do me shit, he's just like, that's weird.
So, okay, fair enough. Conspiracy.
Yeah, mom is going to be listening to this because she sees I'm on here, and she's going to hear Denny is into scat porn. Real nice, Brent.
Well, you know what? We always said it's good when your family really gets to
acceptance.
Know you.
Acceptance.
Acceptance is key.
Jesus Christ.
Conspiracy Bot, you just became the second least odd person on this podcast, which is saying something.
Score.
If you don't want people to know about you, don't put it in your Grindr profile. That's what John said he read, and that's what we're sticking with.
So, yeah, well... You know, that's just like your opinion, man.
The best. So he was arrested for being a pederast. Once again, pedophilia makes its claws its way into this show.
Can't escape it.
Yeah, he was a known
disciple of Jared Fogel.
Pedophile. Mm-hmm. There are a bunch of creepy coincidences about his location, where he lived at the time of a lot of the murders. Mm-hmm. In other words, there's a ton of circumstantial evidence pointing to him. Like, if you just looked at circumstantial evidence and that's all you looked at,
this guy fits the bill.
You would definitively think that if anyone was the Zodiac Killer, it was him.
But then you look at all these other people and they fit the fucking bill too.
But not to the extent from a logistics perspective, where he lived, where he was known to.
One other does, which we'll get into later.
That's true. His trailer, 50 yards away from where Darlene Farren lived. Yep. They say, how would he have known her? That's how. They lived right next to each other.
All right. So next we got Lawrence Kane. Kane was involved in a car accident in 62, which resulted in brain damage, influencing his behavior. That's always a fun way to start a conversation about someone. Well, you know, after the brain damage.
After years of fine print contracts and getting ripped off by overpriced wireless providers, if we've learned anything, it's that there's always a catch. So when Brent and I heard that for a limited time, all Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan, we thought, man, what's the catch? But after talking to them, it all made sense. There isn't one. Mint Mobile's secret sauce is that they sell wireless service online. They cut out the cost of retail stores and pass those sweet savings directly to you. Brent is trying a plan right now and says that it works like a charm from Chicago to Nashville as he makes his big old move. Mint Mobile is working for him. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. And you can use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. So ditch the overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/hysteria. That's mintmobile, mintmobile.com/hysteria, hysteria. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/hysteria. $45 upfront payment required. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Kane is seen in...
So you're saying that brain damage can turn you into a murderer. That's essentially what we're saying here.
Right. So Kane can be...
I think that's possible.
Right?
I don't. I don't think that flip someone's switch to become murderous.
I don't know. Like, you hear about people that fucking hit their head and they come out of with a fucking stutter, or they have a bad, and they come out and they have a French accent.
Oh, I've heard lots of people believe what you're saying. I'm saying I'm on the other side of it. I don't believe,
but there's medical evidence that like it can,
brain trauma causes you to change your nature. I understand.
All I'm saying is my wife has had me watch Grey's Anatomy with her several times, so that pretty much makes me almost a doctor.
It's
and
true.
I just want to say it's possible. Okay?
He won't give fucking legal advice, but he will give medical advice.
No, because of Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah, that's true. You know? That's true.
But as a lawyer, don't you know that giving that medical advice is inadvisable? Or as an lawyer?
If you rely on my medical advice, you're probably not sane anyway.
Yeah, that's true. So once again, we've gone full circle.
Yeah. No.
Kane can be seen in the My Name is Cypher, plus there are 3 8s in the cipher, which add up to 24, and Kane was born in 1924.
Yeah, so there,
case fucking closed.
What that's referencing is one of the earlier letters had a small cipher in it that said, my name is, and then there was a cipher right there.
Mm-hmm.
In said Slim cipher, you can find a K, an A, an N, and an E,
yeah,
and there's 3 8s in it, and 3 times 8 is 24. He was born in 1924, like you said.
Yep.
Case closed.
Right. So additionally, the Zodiac's second victim, Darlene Farren, had a sister who said Kane was the man who followed and harassed Darlene in the weeks leading up to her murder. And that, for me, sticks out as the not a case, because I felt like these people were just picked at random because of opportunity.
Right.
I didn't feel like any of these, now who knows?
Oh, you knew her? You're a suspect.
I didn't feel like any of them were premeditated, as the premeditation part was, no one's going to be around this area, I'm going to kill someone here.
Oh, that's what you meant. You meant that it's not like they knew him beforehand.
Exactly. Exactly.
But he followed and harassed her.
This guy did, and I think that was just one of those happy coincidences.
Well, and that comes back to, did he have an MO?
Right. So the officer, Don Cook, is that how you say his name? Who saw the man suspected to be the Zodiac found the murders of Paul Stein, was shown hundreds of pictures of potential killers.
Yeah, so earlier we referenced the cabbie that was shot in the back of the head.
After that, they were looking, and unfortunately,
they were on their way to the scene.
Unfortunately, there were some kids who had saw from like up above there on a balcony, and they saw the murder. And when they'd given the description, it was thought that they said it was a black guy. Now, it turns out that's not what they said.
They didn't say, right, but that's what went out.
But
over
the police said, it's a black guy.
Right. Like, so that's what the cops were looking for.
And
so
they met
Hold on. I'm trying to understand here. You're saying that it's possible for police to have just automatically assumed it was a black guy.
It was
almost
a white guy with
fashion.
Glasses. What? It was
once
a black
again,
guy?
Once again, not Chicago PD, but other municipalities, yes.
Does that... I've never heard of that.
Yeah. Yeah. We're blazing new trails here. They meet the stocky guy and they're like, hey, did you see a killer? He's like, yeah, I saw a guy with a knife running down that way.
So this is interesting. Later in Zodiac letters, Zodiac says that he talked to the cops. Mm-hmm. The cops say they walked by a guy that met the white guy crew cut stocky description, yeah, but they didn't speak with him. So that is definitely a
good police work
discrepancy between what the cops say and what Zodiac said.
So this Don Kukokek, however you say his name, said Kane was the closest to them as he could be remembered as to what the killer looked like.
Right. So he was shown a bunch of photos and
not the killer, but the guy that he saw.
That he was shown a bunch of photos, and the photo of Lawrence Kane, yeah, looked just like the person that he had walked by,
yeah,
to his memory.
Also, Kane lived 6 minute walk away from Paul Stein.
Where Stein picked up the killer.
Where Paul Stein, yeah, where he picked up his killer. Investigation has placed Kane in several of the locales where several of the Zodiac victims either lived or killed. Again, it's a smaller area, but this guy was there. In 70, Kane moved to South Lake Tahoe, and that year, a potential Zodiac victim that wasn't discussed earlier disappeared. So coincidentally, she worked at the same South Lake Tahoe hotel as Kane. So this guy,
so someone who might or might not have been attributed to the Zodiac.
Yeah.
And he's again, not someone considered canon.
Yeah.
If you will, was murdered and just happened to work where Kane worked in that hotel in Tahoe.
Yeah. So probably most convincing is this. Another possible Zodiac interaction we didn't discuss and hasn't been verified. It happened on the night of March 22nd, 1970, on Highway 132 near Patterson, California. Kathleen Johns and her baby were tricked into riding in the possible Zodiac killer's car.
Yeah, their car broke down after somebody.
Go on the ride, get in the truck.
Somebody had said, hey, let me check your tires for you.
Yeah.
And then 5 miles later, my tire went out.
What the hell happened? So after entering the car, the Zodiac told Johns that he was going to kill her and throw her baby out after her, as you do.
What do you do when somebody throws a baby at you?
Swat it to the ground. So as the Zodiac was about to take a turn, Johns jumped out of the car and ran away, narrowly escaping. Some believe this wasn't a Zodiac encounter. They just thought this was some fucking random Yahoo going, hey, I'm gonna kill you,
right,
and do it. But a letter might confirm this incident. A letter later actually kind of confirmed this. As in, oh, yeah, one got away. When Johns was shown a lineup of photographs, she picked out Kane as the killer.
The line from that letter was, so I now have a little list starting with a woman plus her baby that I gave a rather interesting ride.
Yeah. And again, this is one of those things where how many killers were there? How many people are just piggybacking? I think this Kane guy might have been a killer. I think it was.
He just wasn't this killer.
Yeah. I feel like he was just a fuckhole. And then we get into some of the more fun ones, like here, Ted Unabomber Kaczynski. One theory is that Ted Kaczynski, otherwise known as the Unabomber, could be the Zodiac. Now, while the police don't think so, there are some connections. He lived in the Bay Area at the time of the murders. He was homicidal.
That's proven.
He wrote in letters and newspapers, as did the Zodiac. That kind of is where it ends.
And the Zodiac talked about bomb making.
I refuse to believe that this guy would have taken credit as the Zodiac if he hadn't done it.
And there's a lot of discrepancies with this one, where he lived. Yes, some of the timelines align, but not all of them do. This is kind of one of those further out there ones.
If misspelling means genius, Ted Kaczynski was certainly a genius.
Well, that's true. And he was.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
My favorite, which we won't get into a ton of it here. Jack Terrence.
Your favorite because, you know, his looks?
Yeah, he was a pretty, pretty man. 2007, Dennis Coffin put forth his stepfather, Jack Terrence, was Zodiac. Not only that, he found the executioner's hood, bloody knife, and on top of that, he offered handwriting samples showing the similarity to the letters. He also claims that he saw his stepdad stab a man in 1975.
Just to watch him die?
Just to watch him die.
They took this and they went to a handwriting expert. 42 matches to the Zodiac's handwriting. Critical matches. And they said that as the letters that the Zodiac wrote that can actually be attributed to him, they feel like he tried to change his handwriting a little bit, but you do these little weird things that you can't take out. Even if you like write with your left hand, you do weird shit.
Well, and that's one of the theories, that Zodiac was ambidextrous.
Yes. And this guy had all those ticks. And the Zodiac did weird spacing. Like you said, Christmas, like when he would write that, it would be Christ space mus. This guy had weird spacing that is people don't do. The other thing is he fucking confessed. Like his stepson questioned him about it and he confessed and he didn't want any of this to come out until after he was dead. They turned over all this evidence to the FBI. The FBI said, yep, it matches. We're going to do tests on the hood. And then they never released anything. They've never. and the son, the stepson has come forward to say, let me know what's going on. Aphrodite Jones actually got behind this. I think
who's that?
She's a true crime reporter who does this and like pushed the FBI, and the FBI is like, nothing to see here, you looky loo.
Right. So like they never released the report.
They won't even tell you no. They'll tell you no, keep going. So then we got Earl Van Best Jr., another author. Gary Stewart wrote that the most dangerous animal of all.
The Zodiac Killer has, I think, probably wins the award for the most kids who claim that their parents were the Zodiac Killer.
They said up to this day, they get hundreds and hundreds every year.
Going, I mean, if you're not going to buy me a car, I'm going to return you in.
Yeah. Where were you in 1969, Papa? So author Gary Stewart wrote The Most Dangerous Animal of All, and then he claims to have uncovered that his father, Earl Van Best Jr., who bears a strong resemblance, as everyone in 1969 did,
to the police sketch,
to the man pictured in the police sketch, was the Zodiac Killer. Also of note, his name matches the number of characters in the My Name is Cipher, and a handwriting expert says the handwriting on Best's the handwriting on his marriage license matched that of the Zodiac. Problem?
They talk to the church.
Yeah, and it turns out that the pastor is the one who actually wrote that out. So
it was the pastor.
Maybe so.
Now we got another suspect.
That pastor, Jack Terrence. No. I don't put much faith in the Earl Van Best Jr. Earl Van Least, we might say. See what I did there?
Stop it.
I do. Mm. I wish you hadn't.
So another thing is the multiple killers and hoaxes, which we've talked about a lot. So, John, I know I've exhausted this a lot. Like, what are your thoughts on that?
The basic premise here is that the quote, facts that no one but the killer would know, that were in the phone calls and the letters, were A, known by others, and B, were wrong. You know, we referenced it earlier. Those facts that could have come from a police report that was or he just didn't know.
Yeah. That gives into the whole, was it a cop trying to, and not in a nefarious reason, not saying a cop's coming out and going, oh, I'm going to fuck you over. But a cop putting out these letters trying to ruffle someone up to be like, I didn't write those. Here's fuck you. Because yeah,
don't you think that would have come out by now?
Well, yes. Yes. And maybe it has, maybe it hasn't. But yes.
So we talked earlier about how Darlene Farron and Mike Mageau, the second victims, might not have been killed by the Zodiac at all.
Yeah.
But just because of their nefarious activities. What was the word you used? They're they were scoundrels.
They were scoundrels.
And they could have been killed by a drug dealer or maybe a cop that was trying to protect their CI. Another suggestion is that the first two or three incidents were the work of the same man, maybe the original, Zodiac. But at some point, a copycat took over. Now, investigators vary on this theory. Some say that the first couple of letters were the work of the true Zodiac, and the copycat took over from there. Yet others believe the original killer didn't write any letters. But then a copycat took over, learned the facts of the first few, from newspapers and such. And then went from there. This brings us to the question of phone calls. Okay, yeah. Well, how does that fit in? Mm-hmm. And that it fits in a few different ways. One that could be reported incorrectly. So there was one report that the second incident we talked about, where Darlene Farron and Mike Mageau were murdered, the way that they were found, some kids found the incident,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Those kids had a stepfather or an uncle or somebody who was a cop. There's a theory that the phone call that came in was actually that cop calling, and he didn't say, I'm the Zodiac killer or anything like that. He said, there was a murder. There was a double murder. Make sure the cops head out to this location. Mm-hmm. He knew the location because the kids had come and told him or called him. That's just one theory, but that's how we could explain the calls coming in.
Though you do have the 911 operator who says he was like cold and calculating at the end, like, ha, 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 you know, so.
Well, if you want to
laugh like that.
Yeah, she just says, like that. Yeah, she did. But you talk more like this. No, I don't
know. Just like that.
Yeah.
Now, listen, you can believe or not believe this theory. But it all boils down to one's word versus the other. Was that 911 operator or police? It wasn't 911. Was that police operator remembering things correctly or just trying to get a little bit of fame for herself? I mean,
or caught up in the moment.
And just reported it wrong accidentally. Yeah.
So, yeah.
All of this is dependent on Gray Smith either being horrible at his job or an out-and-out liar.
Yeah.
Because if you read Zodiac, if you go watch the movie, which is pretty much an exact representation of that book, none of this shit we just mentioned is possible unless Gray Smith was either bad at his job or lying.
Mm-hmm.
Or both.
Or both, right.
Well, which I think go hand in hand.
Now, one other way this could fit together is that it could be multiple people with our original suspect, Arthur Lee Allen. The thing about Zodiac and Allen is that he always seemed to be at the right place at the right time if he was the killer. He came home with a bloody knife the day of the Berryessa murders. He lived extremely close, as we mentioned, to Darlene Farron. The person that wrote the letters had details about the killings, but it didn't match his handwriting. Could it be that one friend kills and tells the other friend about it, and then he writes it out over and over again?
Or like I said, this guy might have been a killer and not the killer or part of the killings and
part of the team.
Yeah. And then someone ran with it.
Killer powers activate.
Yeah. Form of knife, shape of lunatic.
Meanwhile, at the Legion of Doom.
So the other thing,
conspiracy bot.
The other big smoking gun is the ciphers, which in anyone who wants to talk or thinks about the Zodiac killer, the ciphers are a huge part of it. And they're one of the most intriguing. So conspiracy bot, why don't you give everyone a rundown on what is a cipher?
A cipher is a secret or disguised way of writing a code.
Cipher is what everyone was working on before Sudoku became popular.
Sudoku.
That must have been one hell of a day if you're reading the paper when those first ciphers came out. Man, I've been looking for a new puzzle to work on.
Hey, honey, when you went home from school, let's work on this. before Jeopardy comes on.
And that literally fucking happened.
Yep.
It was like Ohio or somewhere. This teacher figured it out.
Yep. So he taunted the police reporters with cryptic ciphers. He, she, they, someone did. He sent four ciphers to the local newspapers. When we say four, three parts to the first one, which was the 408 cipher, and then the last one, which was the 340 cipher. The only one that was solved by amateurs, as we stated before, not the police. The first cipher was separated into three different parts. As we said, the Vallejo Times Herald, the San Francisco Chronicle, and the San Francisco Examiner. The combination of all three formed that 408, and it was took a week before they broke it. Now, that's a stark comparison. Took 1 week, they broke it. Now we're 50 years later, and the 340 cipher wasn't solved. The thing about that 340 cipher, it was mailed on a Halloween card on November 8th, 1969. It's never been solved, and that's the one that he said supposedly was going to reveal his identity.
Keep in mind, he had also said the first one would reveal his identity.
And then
when it was figured out, it certainly didn't.
Many believe that it's actually not a real cipher, just fucking gibberish used to taunt people. And then whenever you can't solve it, you can always say, well, you just don't fucking get it. Like, you're not smart enough. Keep going.
Sit on a potsy.
Exactly. So then if you've been looking in recent, it's still to this day. So this guy, Corey Starlipper, came forward and he said that he solved the 40, you know, odd year old 340 cipher.
What was his name again?
Starlipper?
I love it.
Starlipper?
Either way.
Corey Starlipper.
I'm going to go Starlipper, even if that's incorrect.
I like to think that he rides a motorcycle and he has a ponytail and a pet Timberwolf and he likes to solve crime.
solve crime in a future time?
Yeah.
Fighting crime in a future time.
He's a lizard person.
Exactly. So he says that he cracked it and the legendary serial killer was Arthur Lee Allen. And most people go, this guy's fucking dumb.
Like, it might have been Arthur Lee Allen, but it has nothing to do with you fucking Starlipper.
This is just an example of still in present times, people are still coming forward and saying, yeah, I solved this.
Is a Starlipper kind of like a jock sniffer?
Starlipper.
Well, he's really into Hollywood. He's a Starlipper.
Corey Starlipper and the Star Soldiers of Fortune. Like literally it sounds like an 80s like weird anime. You know, like
where the fuck did you get that?
like what was that show? Like Silver Hawks. Remember that TV show Silver?
I do.
Like, it was like Corey Starlipper. Like, you know, like that sounds like one of the fucking characters from that shit.
Not the direction I was heading, but I respect you for it.
Hey. At least I got your respect for once. Write that down. Write that down.
What kind of guy sits around and says, hey, you know what? I don't have anything to do tonight. I'm going to try to get on here and solve this 340.
My guild isn't playing World of Warcraft tonight. I think I'm going to solve this 41-year-old cipher. So we have done this killer or these killers or whatever, enough justice here. Let's get into our opinions. John. Let you start. We usually end with you. We're going to start with you this time.
No problem. All right. So I don't know if Arthur Lee Allen was involved or not. I don't care that he was exonerated by handwriting, by the fingerprint. I don't even care that he was exonerated by the quote unquote DNA. I mean, that is really bad evidence to exonerate people by because the DNA is something is from an envelope from 30 years ago. It's not 100% or from 50 years ago. It's not 100%. We don't know that the fingerprint came from the murderer.
Yeah.
And handwriting experts, I've learned through researching this very topic, handwriting experts differ wildly. There are at least 20 different suspects that have been quote unquote identified as the Zodiac Killer based on their handwriting. And then the other handwriting expert will come along and say, no, that doesn't match. Mm-hmm. It's so subjective that it's like asking a psychologist if a particular person's mental state matches that of what a serial killer might be. One psychologist would say yes. One psychologist might say no.
Unless you're everyone that looked at Jeffrey Dahmer.
and then they're just like, yep.
Like, and they're like, he got 17 of the 19 tallies. No whammies.
You're the winner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Winner, chicken dinner.
So I'm not into Arthur Lee Allen wasn't the Zodiac because of XYZ evidence. Just not into it. I'm not saying he was. I mean, he was definitely a fucked up individual, and he probably murdered people. Whether or not he was the Zodiac, I don't know. But I will say this. I definitely do believe the Zodiac was, at best, it was a multiple killer scenario. At worst, the Zodiac in totality was a hoax. Yes, people were murdered.
And someone just piggybacked off that and said, people just can fuck with people.
Correct.
Because what have we learned? People are disgusting.
People are disgusting. Correct. So there, these murders theoretically could be all unconnected.
Mm-hmm.
There's an argument to be made that every phone call that was made following the murders is stuff that could easily have been picked up on police scanner. Okay, because back then it wasn't, you need to know whether it was channel 1 or channel 20.
Yeah.
It was the police channel.
Yeah.
Right? In all of these little towns. They pick that up, they make the phone call because they're fucking sadistic. I don't think that that's as likely. I think it's probably more likely that it was a concerted effort, but by multiple individuals. Maybe one person picked it up and then either stopped or died or whatever.
Yeah.
Another took over where they left off. I do not think that this was just one guy the entire time from 1968 through 1974. Don't believe it.
Gotcha. Denny, where are you sitting?
Well, as you know, I'm pretty convinced it was Ted Cruz.
It
wasn't Ted Cruz, strong. I think it's fair strong. To say the Zodiac was a Republican. And that's just my personal opinion. On a serious note, I think I'd have to go along with John in that it couldn't be one person to do all of it. I think that the notion that there were several people who claimed to be man in the same area paints a sick and sadistic view of humanity, but humanity is kind of sick and sadistic anyway. So, right. I mean, you know, that or it could be that it was one guy, right? And it was just shoddy police work.
Well, and unfortunately, the more of these killers and things that we go through, you find that to be the case a lot of the time. Not maybe shoddy police work by one precinct to the other, shoddy police work in the fact that they don't like to share evidence and talk amongst themselves.
Well, it was in the 60s and 70s, so they lacked a lot of things that they have today.
Right.
So,
right. Like
so,
common sense and decency. No.
Hey, police.
Consider yourself zing.
Zing of the day.
But, I don't know. I mean, it's a mystery. I mean, it's cool to talk about and everything, but I just, I don't know. It's one of those things where you could go multiple directions with it. It's like any conspiracy, multiple directions, whichever way you want to paint it, you can do that because the evidence is so
That's why it hasn't been solved, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Right. You know, I mean, unless you want to talk to Starlipper, right?
With his Starlipper, well, solve it.
He's and in Tony space. Tom. He's in space fighting the intergalactic reptilians right now, so we're never going to get to him. But
well, he's below us in Antarctica.
That's
right?
True. The
tunnels.
Him and Admiral Byrd's ghost are exploring.
They're actually fighting Hitler as we speak.
That was the Hitler youth.
That's the Hitler youth. So, you know what? Let's go to CBOT because
Am I the only one that thinks that's disturbing you have that shit on tape? It's like you pulled that from your own personal library. Like, here, pull this Hitler youth out, right?
Oh, wait, hold on.
You listen to that in your car phone. And shit? What's the matter with you?
Hey, listen, that's just conspiracy bot. Don't ask us. I don't know where he gets the shit he gets.
Comet ping pong.
Yeah, we saw the children in the basement with him. Never saw him again, though. I don't know. I'm not going to worry about it.
Conspiracy bot is actually got his own separate podcast that we can't mention on here because of its hate.
Conspiracy bot, do you have a response to that accusation?
I don't like the guy, but he's got a point. So, conspiracy bot, I mean, as long as we're here with you, what's your thoughts on this?
The killer was definitely Arthur Lee Allen.
Bold accusation.
Wow. You normally don't take that direct of an approach to it.
Well, it is just made up on the spot, so there is that. Now pass me another bottle of Aqua Velva.
I think that Aqua Velva is going to your head, buddy.
So. No more Aqua Velva for conspiracy bot.
From now on, all you get is Jupe.
Or Brute.
Yeah, Brute. So I agree that I'm going to give you
two. So, Brent,
things.
What do you think?
Yeah. I agree that I think it was multiple people. Someone was piggybacking off it. If I had to pick one person and I had to, if you held a gun and said, who do you think it was?
Conspiracy Bot's no longer doing that.
Jack Terrence, however you want to say, the one that came forward and like his stepson came forward in 2007. Right. I think there are so many stunning, just like Arthur Lee Allen, more than, you know, the handwriting. He lived in all the areas. The break in time when there were no murders or letters, he actually moved out of state and then came back and they started back up. So if you had to say one person, I think he fits the bill. I don't think I believe that. I think it was probably multiple people were committing murders and trying to cling on to this name Zodiac. The entire California area was completely enthralled, terrified, gripped in this, and people love
to piggyback off that.
Exactly. Is what
so
I'm
how
to
lucky
say.
Were they not to have the internet back in the 60s and 70s?
Well, no shit. Or unlucky, because maybe it would have been solved in a couple days.
In a heartbeat, right?
Or would you have had several people with their mental makeup at that time just piggybacking, and it would have been
right.
Like
then
all
like
kinds of people getting
nationwide.
Which actually did happen in the mid 80s. There was a Zodiac wannabe, a Zodiac copycat in New York City,
mm-hmm.
who was eventually caught.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, but there was no internet.
Conspiracy Bot, what was his name?
Heriberto Eddie Seda.
Right. Yeah. So
exactly.
There was no internet. Unfortunately.
Al Gore had
just saying the internet and Ted Cruz are responsible for a lot of murders. That's all I'm going to say.
So
if nothing, you're consistent, Denny.
Yeah. So what do you guys think? Are we wrong? Are we right? Was it Arthur Lee
guys
Allen?
Or girls?
Yeah.
We're sticking
guys
with
this. Is the all encompassing. So let us know, you know, where we're wrong, where we're right. If you agree with, you know, us thinking it was multiple people, if you think it was Jack Terrence, if you think we're all stupid,
And it was really L. Ron Hubbard, yeah, which is another.
I should have thrown that with the Ted Kaczynski. You're right.
Right.
So, you know, how are they going to let us know, John?
Well, there's multiple ways they could let us know. You can find us on Twitter at Hysteria51Pod. Find us on Facebook, facebook.com/Hysteria51, or our new awesome discussion page, which over 300 of you have joined now, and we want even more.
263 of which is John's family. No.
I have a large family. Hysteria Nation. Go to Facebook.com, search Hysteria Nation.
And you will find us talking about everything on there, including the recent death of Rockefeller. Death? Question mark? Is he still alive in Area 51 on life
support? He's in Antarctica.
He's in Antarctica.
He's kind of like Krang. It's just a brain inside of a belly. Yeah.
So we want to give a couple shout outs to a couple shows that we've been real happy with too. I think we've talked about them before, but we just love them. Texas Files and Secret Transmission Pod. If you guys are looking for other shows out there, give them a listen. They are
in addition to, not instead of.
Yes, in addition to. And let them know that you heard about them on Hysteria 51.
We will make a bunch of nothing from that, but
it warms the cockles of our heart.
It does. We actually really like those shows. Secret Transmission Pod, those guys do a great job. They started right around when we did last year, and putting together good content week after week.
Yeah, so if you can't remember where to find us or anything like that, you can always go to Hysteria51.com. Links to all of our social media, our personal Twitters, and you can drop us lines. You can listen to all of our past shows on there. Don't forget to check out Hysteria Nation, as John said, and leave us a voicemail. Call us, 773-669-7277.
Tell us you're the Zodiac and do it in that same fake voice.
Yeah, whatever you want to do.
There was a Zodiac guy that called into some TV station.
TV show, yeah.
This is the Zodiac.
That it was actually proven that he was a guy in a mental institution. Yeah.
So it probably was the real Zodiac.
Yeah, right, the whole time.
Someone from the Howard Stern show.
Yeah, exactly. Baba Booey.
I didn't know Baba Booey was that old.
Yeah, right. And don't forget, you can also find us on patreon.com/hysteria51. If you want to donate to the show, if you want to get yourself a t-shirt, you want to get yourself on the show, pick the topic with anything you want. Hell, we'll draw you a fucking picture of anything in the world, a naked John Goforth. If you want it, he's going to have to be the one to sketch that one. We'll do it for you. And also, if you go to Hysteria
Conspiracy Bot would sketch it.
Well, fuck you. I have standards.
Like, that's the kind of snark I don't mind.
I agree. Turn that up a tad. Turn down the Eddie Murphy a tad.
And we'll be good to go.
So don't forget. Also, if you go to Hysteria Nation, you can buy t-shirts. We've got a couple different t-shirts out. Show your love for the show. Show your love for high fashion. Show your love for the colors green and black. It doesn't matter. You can pick them up there. What, like $18? It's cheap. We'll ship worldwide. I'm sure if you're in Zimbabwe, it's going to cost you a couple more nickels to get it to you, but we'll get it there.
We'll get it there.
So, Denny, thanks a ton for being on here. Anyone you want to give a shout out? Or
well, you know what? I know my cousin Wade down in Florida listens to the show. I want to give a big shout out to him. Hey, all my family and friends.
Wade
and
is
you know
my
what?
Middle a name, so I like that out. Guy. Wade is my middle name, so I like that guy.
Yeah, he's a great guy. special shout out to any SIU law dogs. SIU Law School, the best law school there is. In my opinion, I might be biased, but, you know.
Hey, there is
coming from the not yet lawyer.
Yeah. That's right. Not yet. Hey, Denny, I'm working on it. I'm a work in progress.
We're all works in progress. That's true. That's why I tell my wife every time I do something wrong, baby, I'm a work in progress.
She buys that. Mine don't buy that.
Well, she buys it because when she's getting fumed up, I leave the room. So yeah,
mine doesn't buy that. She's like, you know, always pushing me down, calling me stupid.
And by fumed up, you mean huffing paint.
She's huffing paint. Yeah. That's what she always like. Where do you get that chrome lipstick? What
is that? What Dan Blankenship's blue lip comes from?
Yeah, he's just really
he's
really into Rust-Oleum.
Boys,
well,
this has been
a good brand.
This has been a fun episode.
Yeah, it's always fun talking killers, isn't it?
Yeah, always.
So
hey, thank you very much for having me on. Hey, here it was fun.
Hey Denny, thanks a ton for being on here. Like we said, I hope you did enjoy it, and we'd love to have you back in the future. So with that said, I've been Brent.
I've been John.
And I'm Denny.
And he's been Conspiracy Bot.
Stay woke, meet sex.
Thanks for listening to Hysteria 51, a weekly oddcast of conspiracy theories, mysteries, and the unexplained. We'll be back again next week with more known unknowns. If you'd like us to discuss a particular topic, suggest a guest, or simply seek some truth, we'd love to hear from you. You can email the show at hysteria51podcast@yahoo.com and follow us on Twitter at hysteria51pod.
You've been listening to a fourth-hand joint.